Hello there, and welcome to a very presidential edition of the Mailbag. I'm no president, but this guy is. This is Jamie Roots, team president for the Houston Texans. He's answering your questions that are kind of off the football field type of stuff.
And sounds good.
You're excited, right?
I'm happy to do it.
You're much more presidential than Nick Scherfield or DPC, so you're well qualified for that. We start with Jesse James Aranda. He says this: I live in San Antonio. I'm a huge Texans fan. How come there's very little Houston Texans gear at sporting goods stores? Who determines how much Texans merchandise is put out there? And that's something we hear quite a bit of.
We do, but here locally, the merchandise assortment is spectacular. Here at Reliance Stadium, it's great. In fact, we just had the Ladies Style Lounge come through Reliance Stadium with a broad assortment of ladies gear. But as you go outside of Houston and get across the region, you see less of it. But you see more than you did in the past. And that's because of the feedback that our fans have provided to retailers in their area. So if you're in San Antonio or Austin or anywhere within our listening distance here, and you go to a retailer and you don't see the products you want, let them know. The more they hear, the more going to stop, the more that they're going to stock. But you can always go online to shop.houstontexans.com.
Now, if you didn't know this, most of you probably do, but he's been here since the beginning, 2002, actually before that, but the Texans started playing in 02. How remarkable is it seeing just what this guy's talking about, the growth outside the Houston area with regards to that?
Well, it's been remarkable, but we've been, from the very beginning, we've been going across the region making friends, making friends in San Antonio and Austin, Beaumont, and you name it, bringing our players, bringing our cheerleaders, bringing our mascot, having a presence. Our broadcast partners across the region are spectacular. We've got some of the leading television and radio stations in the region that are carrying the Texans in preseason and throughout the season and weekly programming. And we'll just look to, for that to continue to grow as our fan base grows. But again, as fans vote with their eyeballs, with what they watch, what they listen to, the way they give feedback to broadcast outlets or merchandise outlets, the more they hear, the more they're going to be covering and carrying the Houston Texans.
Good stuff. All right, next one comes from Paul Cummings. I like the fact that your franchise has a high level of moral integrity. Who's the driving force in this? What's the background behind it? In this day and age of performance over character, it's a breath of fresh air.
Yeah. Well, that's something that has been important to Bob McNair from the very beginning, that we were going to operate with integrity. And there are a lot of different ways that we have that ripple down throughout the organization. We actually have an acronym, IMPACT. And the C in IMPACT is courage. Do what's right and accept the consequences. And so we do talk about it regularly. Bob espouses it, that we're going to operate with integrity. It starts with ownership, but all of us are held accountable for operating at the highest levels of integrity. And we think our fans deserve that, and we know that they respect that.
The I in IMPACT stands for innovative, and the Texans are pretty innovative as far as getting out there and doing many different things in the community, too. CC Contreras, that's three C's. One day when I get out of the Army, I will need a job. Do the Houston Texans have programs for veterans looking to work for the team? First of all, thanks, CC, for your service to your country. We really appreciate it. What about that?
Well, first of all, we love our men and women in uniform that are protecting us and serving us throughout the world. And every year we celebrate them at our Salute to the Military game, which will be coming up here in the next few weeks and has been recognized as the best in the National Football League. So we appreciate what they're doing. As it comes to employment with the Houston Texans, I can tell you, you can post your resume at HoustonTexans.com and be alerted of job opportunities as they come up. And as we look through resumes, military service is one of those things we're looking for, because you know you get somebody who's disciplined. You know you get somebody who puts the good of the team above them themselves personally. They can work well with others. There are lots of great advantages to having folks who've got that military service in their background. And it all just depends on the individual job, whether the skill set is there. But we certainly appreciate having them as part of our organization when that makes sense.
Absolutely. And the site he's talking about, real easy. You just scroll to the bottom of HoustonTexans.com and click on jobs, and then just follow it through there. You put your resume online. You fill out some other stuff. That's how I got my job about 5 years ago. All right. Randa K. Williams has this. Will there be some sort of recognition for Bum Phillips?
Yeah, we're all saddened by the passing of Bum Phillips. He's not only an icon and legend in the Houston community, across Texas, and the game of football, but was also really part of the Texans family. Our thoughts and prayers are with the Phillips family, Debbie and and Wade and the entire family. And certainly we look to honor the impact that he's had on football and our community. At our Battle Red Day game, we played the Indianapolis Colts, and we're putting those plans together right now.
You know, there's some good pictures I saw of you with Bum Phillips from a few years back. It was, I think there was a sausage vending concession stand going on. What's your favorite Bum Phillips memory?
Oh, gosh. He was just so fun to be around. He was always so positive and optimistic and engaged. I mean, he cared deeply about what was going on the field. I loved having him as part of our broadcast, throughout the season.
Yeah.
He could give his comments on what he saw on the field. And just a fun guy to be around and somebody who can lift your spirits.
And as you know, he was a Texans fan even before Wade got here. Well before
That's
Wade
right.
got here.
That's
All right, we're going to finish things up with Susan Fairman Garcia. I think it would be nice to see school bands perform on the field. Don't you? We've seen the Aggies here before.
Absolutely. The TSU Ocean of Soul.
Yeah.
We've had high school bands that have come through here, and certainly that's something we like to offer to our fans. Every year when we sit down and go through our halftime and pregame entertainment, we put all those things into the basket, look at people's schedules, and come out with something that we think provides a variety of entertainment. We love bands. We've got a lot of other things that we like to do. We have a lot of other things that our fans like for us to do. And so, depending on the year, we could have one or more. And unfortunately, this year, we won't have bands. But in future years, I'd expect to see them back again.
Hey, Jamie, every mailbag, we give away $50 worth of Texas Lottery scratch-offs. And I think and it always goes to the best question. I think this one's going to be easy. We can't definitely give this guy a job, but we're going to give an armed serviceman, CC Contreras, $50 worth of Texas Lottery scratch-offs. That's pretty good consolation prize, at least if he doesn't get a job immediately, right?
It's just always good to recognize our men and women who are in our military service that are doing so much for us. Thank you.
This was fun. You want to do it again?
Absolutely. I'm up for it.
All right. That's Jamie Roots. I'm Drew Doherty. This has been a mailbag. We'll see you again.